Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
That is why we are careful to give you the uttermost glory, Heavenly King. We worship and bow before you, omnipotent Father of mercy and grace. We honor you for your love. Your love is what has brought us into your presence. By your love, your people will be blessed. So I am asking your hand of blessing. That everybody that is here and watching and listening on radio will receive a supernatural touch and a hand of blessing like never before. In Jesus' precious name, let the believer say amen. And a shout to come to church. It's a great blessing. A lot of people would love to be in church, but they cannot. And so if God grants you that opportunity, we don't take it for granted. Our foundation scripture for life is John chapter 12. Verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 28 and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were 7 Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was a Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. For the sake of understanding, especially for those of you who have been, it's been a while seeing you around, I am going to use the opportunity to be able to, calibrate this particular scripture very well this morning, so that the hand and the grace of God will be approached. Everybody watching on Facebook, share the page and connect to everybody. And let us work to the glory of the Lord. Let's change it into different versions and see what the Bible is got to say. In this version, the Bible makes it emphatically clear. They approach Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Can you help us? In this other version, the Bible is saying categorically clear is that the same therefore came to Philip, which was from Bethsaida. We are in King James, sir. We've already read that. These came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and made this request, Sir, we desire to see Jesus. In this one, he said, paid a visit to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said, Sir, we want to meet Jesus. Every service, the aim and the objective of every service, every church meeting, Bible study, prophetic service, miracle service, deliverance service, church worship meeting, the focus is to see Jesus. I like this one. We want to meet the previous one. Bring it back. We want to meet. I want to meet him. Epesemishiano. I want to meet Jesus. We want to meet him. The worship wants to meet him. The praise wants to meet him. The Bible study wants to meet him. The pianist wants to meet him. The drummer wants to meet him. The protocol officer wants to meet him. The person on the car park wants to meet him. Everybody in the presence of the Lord, they have come for only one purpose, to see Jesus. Everybody will miss the Christ. Your life can never be the same again. See, before I let you say that, this is the very reason why it really shocks me. If somebody say they have been serving the Lord for 5 years, 10 years, check the sound for me, please. All this while, and still, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Push the tutors up. Something is absolutely wrong. Something is wrong. Can you take your seats? Thanks. You may be seated, people. Ibiba atochema. What is that echo effect thing? Get it out, please. Something is following the sound. Will you sit behind Mama Lizzie and let's work? Chinidi ano akara ho. Asi hila fobi ono mwa oye bien free hinkusi.
Na hila fobi ono oba aso oba beso a fashion a cinema. Ano oba flipo a ofi beisa da wugele li ano nchono beka chenisi ura ya pesi yohunu Yesu.
Yeah. Maya ni na Kristo ninti eni apa. We want to see Jesus. It is here. Let me put it this way. As you know, somebody that is saved, you know, purchased with the blood of Jesus, picked up from, you know, the dunghill, picked up from the world, picked up from the funny fish, so and what the word of the Lord does and what the grace of God does to that person is that it washes the person. The word washes you. The word washes you. John chapter 15, verse number 3. The word washes everybody. John 15, the third verse. The word washes. It has a washing power. It has a washing power. The Bible said now, the word that I've been spoken unto you has cleansed you. It has a cleaning power. It's easy, and we'll really read the word. Let them, you know, get this particular, and then I can move to what the Spirit of God is leading us this morning. One of the things that I keep teaching you is that today I was quoting Luke chapter number 14, verse number 23, I think. Luke 14, 23. And I was saying to the W3 service, I was 14, 23. I have a lot of work, you know, long way to go. So please focus and let us work on to, you know. I was saying to you that anybody who truly wants to, you know, make it into, I think it's Luke 13, 24. This was what I was telling the W. It was not our main scripture. It was just my morning devotion, our quiet time, myself and Didi Rita this morning. You know, before she brought the scripture for the morning, I opened my Bible and it went straight to this particular scripture. Strive! Pray! Christ was something a good you. Oh, him and my manga, ye pray, would I hear me anymore? Ye pray, ye pray. Woo, say the pepper, baby, hold on. Ye pray. We be a person, everybody is striving to enter. When you pray, your book quotation, what you know, a capreno. A capreno. Oh, person, you want to know God for yourself. You are not depending on the preacher. By now, having attended church for almost 5 years. Oh! No! No! But I'm a mawa kwanche. No! I was with Pastor Richard. We were, you know, on our way to my morning program on OKFM. And this is a common phenomenon. I normally, you know, I check all the stations before I get there. And whilst I was going through, and there is this particular station. And all day they talk about, by now, we are in evil days. These are not the days to be playing around. If you come to church without a Bible around this time, you are not serious. Whether you can read or you cannot read, without a Bible is a sign, an indication of lack of seriousness. So the church, I sorry, no, you need pray amount. Someone so in your prayer, Sahini, you know, you will enter the kingdom of heaven, whether rain or shine. You are going to know God for yourself. Not somebody trying to read your Bible, go to church. No. The Spirit of the Lord in you will grant you the ability to do that, having accepted Christ as Savior and Lord. Yeah. The Spirit of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 27. 1 John, the second chapter, the 27th verse. A book quotation, watch it all, a seriousness. And you know what you say? You know, me break through into the map. We want to see the Christ. Christ, you know. I was telling the W3 service that in the day of affliction, in the day of crisis, you will not call your pastor. You will stand for yourself. Your God will then fight for you because you know they that do know their God. The Bible says they will be strong and they will do exploits. Exploits doers and exploits takers are those who do know their God. Menile amenumo. The people who do know their God. That was exactly the song Reverend Esther Nyamiche wrote. This is gospel. Well, friend, yes, sir. Yeah. You see, I'm assuming. Yeah. In affliction, in desperation. I mean, look at, when I look at all of you, I can see people that wants to pray. Strive. Better than I won't pray. Are you able to win an own prison? Oh, pray. I pray. I'm able to win an own decision. Huh? I pray. Yeah. The people who know their God, the Bible said they will be strong. They will do exploits. Daniel 11, verse number 32. They will do exploits. You need to know Him for yourself. The people that know manily amenumo. If you don't know God for yourself, the preacher knows God for you. I'm sorry for you. Me person me hunu Jesus. Me person me hunu nwe. My Christ. Me person me hunu Christ. Wo me kasem. Wo me niye mo. E wo me su. In my marriage, my wadiyem. In my speech, me kasayim. In my character, in my attitude, in my conduct, I want to see Christ. You cannot tell me, say, one baby Christ to me, I win man sister. You have been serving the Lord all this while and there is no change. Oh, come on. I mean, for somebody that has been serving this Christ, this God is wisdom personified. He will grant you the ability how to start a business, how to work a business, how to make money. According to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, He gives you wisdom, power to make wealth. One of my answers did he? Nyansa, aye didi, kai evuradi unyanku pon one mau, tumi, te u e tumi, aye didi. When I'm in a dima, I'm telling you, when my pia, when you're free, when you're gupono umu diagro, I have told Ghana, the day you forget the God of the Bible, forget it, you are wasting your time. You're useless for a nation keeping and a nation blessing. Make us some natural. They don't have the power to do that. To cobri, they cannot save this nation. When it comes to the keeping of the nation, I'm telling you, Almighty God, He owns this country, Ghana. I'm telling you. Catherine and Penny for, there is something wrong in following other gods and coming back to church. There is something wrong with that. And we come back and say hallelujah. Yadi afra. Bibia touch him. I don't think you know. Because I'm trying to open me the Christ to need Gina with him. And I know Pilato be saying, hey, now me and Yeshua, our friend Christ, what should I do to Jesus, which is called the Christ? Diana, what will you do to Jesus, which is called the Christ? Now you have accepted him as Lord and Savior. Now what will you do with Jesus? We are striving. And I was telling the first service that, you know, life is not, when the born again experience is not just getting born again and going to heaven. If that is the case, we will just be born again today and commit suicide tomorrow and go to heaven. May I remind you that suicide don't go to heaven. That was just by the way, but going further to my point, it's very simple. So I was dealing with Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 12, verse number 14. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the 14th verse. And I was speaking to you now that this world is not our home. This world is not our home. Put it in a different version, possibly, you know, we will get to that particular phrase. This world is not our home. This world is not our home. You will get a degree. You will build houses. You will buy cars. You will marry. Your children will be great. You will be favored. Everything will go well for you. Inshidamu Inshidankwa will be your portion. Your marriage will be grand. As a matter of fact, I will be at your wedding. I will be so overjoyed to officiate your wedding. Your children's graduation will be my joy to attend in the United States of America. It will be a blessing for me to come and sit in, your ordination or consecration or, you know, matriculation or whatever it is, graduation. It will be a joy for me to sit, you know, when you are taking your PhD. It will be a joy for me to see Mama Comfort's wedding. Yeah. I'm a comfort getting married next year. It will be a joy for me to come and officiate, put on my regalia and come and officiate the blessing. Yeah, it will be a joy. Yeah. Can you just imagine life without thinking of where the money is going to come from? Everything is okay. God will honor you with that also. Oh yeah, he will honor you with that, give you rest. There's no two ways about that. You are going to come to the place where you come, you can afford anything. Oh yeah, you come to that place. You will come to the place where you can afford anything. Do you realize that when you start life, you started at a place of survival? You are trying to survive. When you are in that stage, you get any job that comes, you accept it. Because you are hand to mouth. It is a joy when a young man set out and receive his first salary. It doesn't matter how small the salary is, for you to earn money, that is a joy. That is a joy. I mean, the money can be 100 cedis. That the fact that it's a salary and it's not somebody dishing out money to you, that is a joy. But on that level, you move very quickly. You realize that you have a quest to succeed and to do more. And so you go further to pursue life. You go to pursue a better job and a better livelihood. That is why most of you sitting here, you go to school and you still work. You are shifting. You are moving from the place of survival to the place of success. You are going to be successful. When you go to the place of success, you stop renting and you start building. You own your own house. Oh, there is a joy in sleeping in your own house the first night. The very first night, your own house. I wish I can talk to you about that joy. Sleeping in your own house. It is not a rented house. It's not a leased house. Even if it is chamber and hall, it's your own house for the first night. It's a great joy. It's a great joy. I mean, for the very first night, you are sleeping in your own room. Even on the floor, you are happy. It's your place. It can be in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere, in between Nsawem and Adeso, but it's your own house. At least is your own heart. That first night when you sleep in that house, I tell you, you can't sleep. You will be overjoyed. You will cry. You will give God the glory. And you will celebrate the goodness of God. That God has been good to you. That when you came into Accra, you were sleeping in people's ghettos. But God has been faithful to you and all that. But it doesn't take long for God to shift you from the place of success to the place of relevance. You realize that now you don't live for salary anymore. When people come to that place, if they are working for salary, they feel agitated. Something within them tells them it is time to work for myself. Entrepreneurial ability, business creative, wealth creation comes to you. Instantly, you begin to set up your own business and begin to work for yourself. You register your own business. You know, you begin to travel and bring goods and clear goods. You begin to sign checks you never imagined, because God is making it possible. You begin, you know, to pay for, you know, shops and lands and build. Things begins to happen because you are now living a relevant life. That is why you marry. That is why you have children. That is why you pay your children's school fees. 3-4 children, you are paying their school fees at the same time. You have come to the place of relevance. Yeah, you're paying school fees and all that to the point that you can even adopt other children and pay school fees for them. That is where people begin to donate blood. You have come to the place of blood donation. You are thinking about other people's lives. Yeah, that is where people are going to be kind to the poor and the underprivileged and the less fortunate. You are going to be, yeah, there is a lot of relevance. Then at that level, you feel like there is something more. There is something more. There is something more. We call it significance. That is where you shift into that particular place. If you are a married couple, you realize that the marriage is no more. Now the marriage is purpose. We are married to purpose. We talk purpose. Not, you know, touch me, kid. No, no. You shift from that place. Touch me, kiss me is the lowest level. You know, you don't touch me. Why didn't you touch me? I wanted to touch you. You didn't touch me. I have been angry for 3 weeks. You are wasting life because time is life. By the time you are in a place of significance, these are the things you think. You can now begin to think of buying a whole island, and that you have a purpose in mind for it. You can be here in 2020 and you are thinking about 2040. It is a place of significance. You are 20 years above the radar. You know, when people feel, you know, hear us talking about salvation, they feel we are empty heads. No! Significance will begin to come in. If you are pursuing academia, that is where you pursue your PhD. That is why you will pay any money to get that particular portfolio. By then, you realize that you are coming to the place. Now, you are no more a salary taker. You have come to the place of a CEO. Yeah, then you are thinking about your legacy. How it's going to be. What posterity will think about you. These are the things. Psalm 90 verse 10
is also in the sphere. And that is why when you come to church and park nice cars, you come from nice homes, you dress good, leave, you know, good, you know, oftentimes when I come to church, I smell very nice perfumes, you know, you use very nice colognes and perfume. That is great. You know, when all these things are going, please don't forget that your years may be 70 years. Going further, it may proceed to 80 years, but even that, the pride of that is going to be a lot of sorrows. Then I am going to remind you that Omaya Yebukurayebuono, Philippians, you know, chapter 3, verse number 20, is also in the picture. It comes into the picture very clearly. We are citizens of heaven and not of earth. And so he makes it very clear in Colossians chapter 3 from verse number 1. The Bible makes it emphatically clear how, you know, prophetic and impactful the word of the Lord must be. When we now go to know, now we also hear Juma. When we now go to know, Genesis 3:19 is in the picture. It's a portrait you cannot ignore. Whilst you have received the proposal, this gentleman really loves you, respects you, wants to marry you. At the same time, I am reminding you that both of you are dust. Yeah? So when you have a balance here, a dear abesisi, look at Naneje Isigapa, look at Kojoriafe, look at people that I loved, I worked with. Suddenly, they are no more. One way, you will, a bit near Tiafe Utirim. Because you never expected that one coming. Everything was successful. And then suddenly, trouble strikes. And so when the Bible said, the world will tell you peace, peace, but there is no peace. The reason is because whilst all these blessings are happening, at the same time, this world is not our home. At the same time, Hebrews 9:27 is waiting for all of us. You have an appointment with God, and that appointment is death. After death, the Bible said we shall all face judgment. Change into King James, focus, endless work. It is an appointment. There is an appointment. Everybody is appointed unto everybody to die once. Look at how energetic and full of life, Sir John was. Political party, political whatever aside, he was a nice man, sweet guy. Suddenly, just like that. Yeah, it just reminds me of Psalm 90 verse 11 downwards. It will just pass away and we fly away. It passes away. 12. Let's see what the 12 says. So teach us to number our days. And so we can apply our hearts unto wisdom. We don't need that. We better not, you know, telling you that it shall be well with you only is not enough. I shall also tell you to strive to enter into the narrow door. Narrow way. Narrow way! Do everything it takes by the grace of God. Content to enter into the narrow way. Yeah. And the contentment, you know, it's a fight. It's a fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight. It's a fight. Everybody should understand that it's a fight. Everybody on Facebook, share the page. Let's work. It's a fight. It's a fight. I want us to read something very clear, and then we will take up Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, verse number 17. Very interesting verse of scripture. Romans 5, 17. Romans 5, 17. Romans 5, 17. Look at what the Bible is going to say. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life by Jesus Christ. They that receive abundance of grace, number one. Number two, the gift of righteousness, they will reign in this life. He didn't say they that receive capital and has a good job and a good husband. They that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they will reign. Reign! And now one more after reign. Raining. That they are two among us. No. Cofidro rain. No. And some rain. No. They that receive abundance of grace. I want to talk to you about gracia, charismata, gracia from the Spanish and Portuguese. Grace, dromo atom. Atom. Womwa. And sabeka, abundance of grace and the gift. I didn't know that righteousness is even a gift. Yeah. That we might become the righteousness of God. That is a gift that God gives. Holiness is something you live. Righteousness comes from God. That gift, once it comes to you, breakthroughs becomes automatic. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, yeah, you breathe righteousness, you exhale righteousness, you sleep righteousness, you wake up righteousness. I'm telling you, breakthroughs, pa, 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 automatic, it is going to come your way. Let's hear the tree. You know, Romans 4, Romans 8, put a scripture back, sir. Let's work. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 17. Let's hear what the word of the Lord is saying. And then help me, sir, as you put it in different versions for us to read. This is very serious. This is why we come to church. This is why we come to church.
Acts chapter 5, verse 20. Acts 5, 20.
A bonnetofa. Bonnetofa. My volume didn't cross through a radio, no, so. Ya bonnetofa. Was a call, go, stand and speak in the temple. This is what church is all about. In the temple, go and speak to the people. Who are the people? Sanctified and washed in the blood of Christ. All the words of this life, not the words of life, this life, Zoe life, abundant life, yeah, everlasting life, the words of eternal life. Words of eternal life. We are not only talking about heaven, we also talk to you about how to treat your wife and how to treat your husband, how to raise Christian children, how to win souls for Christ, how to pray, how to fast, and how to increase your faith in Christ. These are all the words of this life. All put together, the words of this life. But when a girl be our congregation, be preaching now, we need energy, we need energy. In order not for you to ye bonino, not me the tin and equino, tin and equino, edge those sepe ya, when a girl named Qua what demo, I dream free. I don't mind either. With you. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, there are words of eternal life. We can come to you. As for let's hear God's word. These are the words of life. When we come to church, we come to hear the words of life, the words of this life. This life. The words of this life will not allow me to hear mungungu jina sorifi na mungu enkwe munsam ina enchire omaino. I like your version. Will you mind a card here?
That's right.
A card here. I didn't see it in mine. Can't you know, Omano? Omano, okay. I just woman Ghana. You need the words of eternal life. That when you meet you, that was when you meet you, that when you meet one pen, grassy for a Jimmy for one pen. I'm telling you, we need to tell the nation that one more a book do ya to a drone me a day in a woman it. And then I make a show that's an immediate CEO and no pain. I make a show. Grassy for. The foolish shall not stand in the sight of God. Open in same bread, any abra no pay, and same bread. Ne wo me baby, men suma uchi na akofa ba akobetos. Mumma sori asasim we bibia se ni hame ambe jina keke keke mua na mapona mkofi. She yi no ame jiji ni pa no pay. Make us a macha. Praise the name of the Lord. The foolish people, hear that. If you give your heart to a fool, you will regret over a lifetime. I'm speaking to all the young men and the young women in this place. Be very careful in your choice of relationships. Don't let your feelings go ahead of you. Let the Spirit of God lead you. Now listen to that. What time am I your phone now? Will be aware, Jimmy. I'm telling you, look at the rate of your neighbor. If I know what kind of Israel, you know, Mam Gracia for the bang, that bang, and I'm moving home in Yansa. Woman, Pia, a Jimmy Foom, America, be a whole, UK, be a whole, Nigeria, Omodoso, South Africa, a be a whole, Togo, a be a whole, Ghana, a be a whole. I'm telling you. And Jimifwa! And you know when I'm hearing him. Come empty.
But that's some 8. Oh, my much Jimifwa. Monte Asia, Namonquasia, the Bena Mubihunodi.
Psalm 94 and verse number 8. Psalm 94, the 8th verse. Psalm 94, verse 8. Understand, ye brutish among the people. Ye fools! When will you be wise? And that boy, then I'm moving on today. We be here so bad. What the worst, you know, because a man no abano. Nyamisulo ni bebre akumem. If the fear of God is not in a man, they will pack you at no parking. Obey you so. Same thing here, church. When we teach you the word of God, the Spirit of God who lives in you, and the gift or the spirit of discernment is in you. Who will be, and the person is a playboy. You know, by the Holy Ghost that lives in you, the Spirit of God will tell you. Say we all better would draw some more home. Would draw so your chance here. What the member for more upon you know. Go to the psychiatric hospital and go and see the number of broken heart cases. Because they trusted you, they loved you, and they threw everything they had towards you. And so when somebody comes to church, you know, these are the things that you have been told. That is why you need a notebook, you need a pen, you need a Bible, and we are teaching words of eternal life to you. And you don't have to joke with it. Are you serious? If you give your heart to a dog and a swine, Matthew 7:6, what problem? Wakuma nonteno. Maybe can you obey natural? Obi kunu wudi na chiwunche. Anybody that is watching me and hearing me on radio who is after somebody's wife, somebody's husband, your days are very short on this earth. Men, I'm catching up. Why? Man, can what's here to make up? Obi Baba, Minister of State, ni actually go papers. Emma, we name Mary Wunyong Kuyere. Emma, we name Mary Wunyong Kukuno. Afuna Nakua. We have to put it on paper. Maybe I'm a minister of state, assembly mind. Process for a copy. You know, all these police officers who go into transfer on border and all that. Oh, kwa near the announcer can, huh? Officer, woke up. Monk, four girls, ya moche. Police! Process for per march and soldier for. Process for no man such and soldier for. Open, process for open, for a petition, but you will find them in the police service. I catch you. Maybe I've been such an American man or pay. And I'll pay me this year back with the bra uniform. The uniform with the coat of arms. Eddie Jimmy Wuse. I thought that the uniform is the spirit of the nation. It's the spirit of the nation. Yeah, the uniform, I shall be yes, bra. Where do I come up? If your heart is giving, you know, wake up. This is why I tell parents, calling your little girl darling, sweet, it should be from their childhood. So that by the time the girl is in JHS and somebody say, hi, chick, instantly the girl will know that one of the lunatics, Sekeilo, but I'm for India because my father always called me, hi, baby, hi, honey. And so it is not news. Raise your children like that. It will not be news. People will not mishandle them, malign them in corners, in places, and all that because calling me darling is no news. And only number everyone, who is your own, who say, hi, girls. Oh, so future, mommy. Uh-huh. What journey are you in? And yet, Trima, a casa, sinya casa. We, when sinya saka say, now the koku rawa deal, Ebra, media sanya, and the sakasa winiam, yes, you see, Iguava deal. A dear be, and yabon some, a dear be on my a jimmy tea in the American. A, I don't know, I'm going to hear me what you stand to your feet, let's close. We have another service coming up today. And we have a wedding in that service, a blessing. Yeah. Moze mongo, uba azori ni biyache, ayeti yeti yama. Sorry, nabe simi unkufi. On Tuesday, we're going to have Bible study. I'm going to entreat all of you, come with your Bible, sit in the presence of the Lord, and let the grace of God visit you. Say amen. Yeah. Never give your heart to a dog or a swine. Matthew chapter, put it there, let's work. Mom fadia, eye kron kron, e man kramay. Yeah. Na mom tuma yune pa, e mom prekwe nem. Na wanfa wonai en titi aso, na wansane, amisun samo. Look at that. Look at that. Mum fadia ye crunk crunk and mankra my namun to my unipa and mum prequenim. Now one for one night oh, Wakuman, what the one now, Kuman better, what the Nanaya Sampeso. A Bible said, we are our best sign up the soon sign. Clearly. Put it in English and let us close with that. In English, before somebody, listen to what I'm about to say whilst I close with that. Before somebody says that I will marry you, make sure that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Before you say yes or no, you have gone deep in prayer. That is why I'm saying to you, you need to know God for yourself. I mean, praying concerning somebody to be married, crano, by the only time you can say, Papa, pray with me because I've been praying, I'm not getting it clear. That is the only time. But for you, the number one thing, the training of this house and the training of the Bible is you need to pray for yourself. For yourself! Oh, clap those hands. Let me tell you something before we close. When you know God for yourself, you will not be eager to speak to the pastor after church. Can you pray for me, please? And the moment the person says, today, I cannot, they are offended. A church is not a good church. I won't go to the church. You have a big problem. Grow up. Until when are we going to feed you? 13 years. Something must be wrong. With anybody breastfeeding at 24? You still suck your mother's breast? Mama. We are bra, num nufu, when will be that? Grow up! This is how you grow up. Make sure you own a Bible. Make sure you read your Bible every day, at least 3 times. Look at the number of times you check Facebook, your phone, especially, I couldn't say WhatsApp. Nobody have sent you a message. You are checking if there is a message. But there is no message. Bring the same thing. I mean, this is training. This is training in righteousness. What I'm doing right now is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 15 and 16. That's what I'm doing right now. How to talk to your children, how to raise them up, how to be respectful to your parents, yeah, and be obedient to your parents, how to be respectful to your husband, how to love and respect your own wife, how to cherish and honor your fiancé and your fiancé. This is what we call training in righteousness. Training in righteousness. Let's go to the next verse, 16. Yeah. Training in righteousness. Put it in a different version. This one will turn into training. Instruction in righteousness. Training us to lead God's way. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. As a church, it is a training. If you come to church and you are not subscribed to our podcast, but you have all kinds of crazy music on your phone, you don't have any training. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Then you are like children without covering. There are people here who have never listened to my message at home. Never. Baby Atochima. I'm telling you. Any pastor in this building that have not read my books on dreams have never, you know, in your study, in your prayer, you know, listen to the message from the altar. Something must be wrong. There are people on our online church. There is no message they have not listened to. People in Central University, they keep asking, when are you uploading or updating the podcast? Because we have listened to every message that is there. We need more messages to listen to. There are people who are sitting here, we come online and they don't care to share. They will rather go and share bloggers talking nonsense. Yen say no, yen find them more from yen say will be the obe share, obe like it, and no no pe. Nyamia sam, on share. I'm telling. Would you say who yame? But I'm telling you the word of God. When you lack that training, would be called awadim, would be called vi, would be called dreamem. Who be unu say sadi ano? Ankasa is going to untiya beti unti is yameka so. Pray. I love the training of Bishop Dark Hayward Mills. Bishop, wherever you are, your eminent bishop, I salute you, sir. His people are trained. The moment they get notification, they start sharing on all platforms. Bishop is having, you know, morning devotion. He starts at 3:30. Can you imagine that? 3:30 and 5K are already on. You know what that is? That is training. Why wouldn't they succeed? Why wouldn't they succeed? They will. They will take that into parenting. They will. I'm telling you. If they said training, are you training? You are polished. You are refined. I keep telling people, say, you are not going to marry because of a warfare. Beauty. You don't use beauty as a precedent. You go for content. Everybody say content. Yeah. What is inside the beauty? You're so beautiful, but they have nothing in there. Tell me. Something is wrong. Sorry, keke. Umpe offering now. Fashion obutum ko fufu obi wosura. Nansi ni amako famo hoko ko jibi o kwa jini bim. Omansa ngoga. Fasaka offering eje omuto meat pie. Osi mame pie ni miyenu. Akufi ni kodi. The law has brought you here to be trained in righteousness. So that when you marry, your marriage will not collapse. And when your children, look at some of the things that these young girls are portraying on the internet, stripping themselves naked and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Allow the word of God to train you to remove all the rough edges. I met a young man. I was so heartbroken. 17 years. 17 years. You've thrown your purpose all away. And when I stand here and I'm talking to people that needs to be trained in righteousness. So I will finish up with the scripture I started with. Romans chapter 5 verse number 17. I will finish up with that. I will take my time and build it on something that you will need to understand, and then I will close. Look at this very, Romans 5. The Bible said, for if by one man's offerings death reigned by one, much more they which receive two things here, abundance of grace, gracia, and the gift of tinene, righteousness. The Bible said they will reign in this life by Jesus Christ. You know what that means? It means that if somebody casts a spell on you, it means that you will reign no matter what they do. They can chant, they can throw all manner of attacks in the spirit, but no weapon from the days of righteous will ever prosper. You know why I know coronavirus has no power over you? The reason is because you are reigning in this life. Oh, you can clap those hands. Come on. You are reigning in this life. Reigning in this life. You are reigning in this. Put it in a different version. Let's see exactly what it's going to say in those verses. The Bible said, if death got the upper hand through one man's wrongdoing, how can you imagine the breathtaking recovery life makes? Sovereign life, in these who grasped with both hands this wildly extravagant life gift. This grand setting everything right. I like that. This grand setting everything right that the one man, Jesus Christ, provides. Wow. Jesus Christ sets a grand setting of everything right. Wow. Next version. Look at how this one puts it. For sin, maybe let me continue from there. But even greater is God's wonderful grace and his gift of righteousness for all who receive it will live in triumph over sin and death through this one man, Jesus the Christ. Wow. It means that when Jesus lives in you, you have triumph over sin and death. You will not die before your time. Amen, Isha. Anadia ne butu hina no inti mengasa. Steve, Omar's here. Yes, more power. We customized guy. Last version, and then we close. Last version, and we close. This one says, much more shall they that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in this life through the one Jesus Christ. Last version, and then I will close. Interesting. Interesting, this one. It says, but how much greater is the results of what was done by one man, Jesus Christ, all who receive God's abundant grace and are freely put right with him will rule in life through Christ. You will rule. Abefoko mitia onkan enkan. Let me tell you, you can be in this world, but you are not of this world. So the economy of this world does not affect you. As I'm speaking to you, there is a famine. There is famine on the earth. Things are rough. But you that are reigning in Christ, you don't live by the economy of the world. You reign in life. So everybody can say there is a casting down, but you shall say there is a lifting up. Yeah. So they can speak negative, but you will speak victory in Christ. Victory. I am the head and not the tail. I am the head and not the tail. I shall not be poor. I am never, never going to struggle in life. That language are people reigning in this life. Somebody say it is well with me. The two hands are lifted up. Begin to worship the King. Yes, exalt his name. Worship. Exalt him. Lift your hands and exalt the King. Yeah. Let's finish up this soul song. I wanna be more like you. Ooh. Put it on a thing. I wanna be more like you. Ooh. I wanna be a person new. Ooh, I
wanna be more like you.
I wanna be more like you. I wanna be like you. I hey!
Wanna be more like you.
Hallelujah, I wanna be a vessel. Ooh,
I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel. I wanna be a vessel. Work through.
I wanna be more like you.
I wanna be a vessel. You work through. I wanna be a vessel. You work through. Lift your hands and commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Oh yeah, settle us in Christ. Grant us the grace to grow, my God. I see logo do mati free kini ba anto lekele ba sina. Ria susu alia. Commit your children, your wife, your husband, your fiancé, your fiance, your business, your enterprise, your finances. Commit all of it into the hands of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, come on. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Zia! Rialobando Kosha. Master. Can you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and anoint you? The Spirit of God to lead you this week and bless your effort, show you the way, smile on you, everything you do. May the grace and the peace of God go with you. May the covenant blessings of Inshiramu Inshiramkwa be your portion. Let's close with we bow down and worship
Yahweh.
We bow down when we bow down when we worship. We bow down and worship you.
We bow
down and worship Yahweh. Yahweh. Yahweh,
Yahweh, Yahweh.
We honor you, Heavenly Father. In your hands, we commend your people to the word of your grace. We pray in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. If you don't know Jesus as Savior, on Rainbow Radio, on Facebook, on YouTube, on podcast, I want to lead you to Christ. Or in this building, I want to lead you to Christ. If you want your sins to be forgiven, your hand is on your chest. Somebody say,
Dear Jesus,
forgive me of all my sins.
Wash me
in the blood.
This morning,
I receive
eternal life
into my spirit.
I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Answered prayer. Father, I pray for your people. Let your hand of blessing be on them in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Now may the peace of God be with you. Clap your hands for the Lord. Rainbow Radio, thank you. Dr. Mark, thank you. Joe and Joshua, thanks. Let me honor God for my management team, the Flight Alabaster, before we go off. If you want to join us in our offerings on radio, the number is 0249-80-9911. That's 0249-80-9911 or 059-229-6667. 059-229-6667. Upstairs, how are you doing there? I'm feeling you. God bless you. Thank you very much. Let us give the people also online the opportunity to by way the Transact Express Pay World Remit is on your screen. You can send your offering through your tithe through, and the Lord will bless you. For those of us in this building, before we take our offerings, let me sign off from Rainbow Radio and tell all the guys until next Sunday. Remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. Rainbow Radio, we love you. God bless you. See you next time. Amen. All right. Praise the name of the Lord. Wherever you will go, your children, the car will be tinemnin now. For only 30 seconds, I want you to soak it in the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. Only 30 seconds. Lift up prayer. Kuta kri isgi. And ego giga this.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.